broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Wednesday night, in studio with my good friend and partner, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bubby.
How you doing, partner?
Pretty good, bud.
How was your week?
Not too bad.
Good, good. We hung out a little bit, went to a few ball games.
Yes, we did.
Not kind of what we wanted.
Nope, not what we wanted.
Tough weekend.
Was a tough weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
We kind of thought we'd be celebrating some W's.
We were wanting some W's there. We didn't get any.
The girls had, they had some tough teams.
Yeah, they had two legitimate, really good teams.
Boys teams.
Boys. Might have been a little better than them.
Yeah, it wasn't too good, but hey, it's early, right?
Yep.
We have.
Plenty of time to get better.
If you guys follow me on Facebook or Mr. Feely, you've seen that today we have a couple special guests, Fee, and
you betcha.
And a couple girls who are close to us and grew up with our kids, and they are entering into the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame in 2019.
Awesome.
And they are Holly Gann Stein and Tiffany Garkey McEldowney. Mm-hmm. Girls, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Ooh, very quiet.
Yeah, that was kind of... Huh?
It's quiet.
Say, come on, give me a thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, thank you. Sam's listening, I guarantee you she's listening.
Shout out to Sam.
Hey, Sam, how you doing? I think they entered the induction ceremony is in February, is that right?
February 2nd.
Yep. February 2nd. What game is that?
It's in Wall Valley, I believe.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. Saturday night. It'd be a blast.
Absolutely. I love Hall of Fame night.
I do, too.
Fort Recovery does a great job of it, and we're going to celebrate the heck out of it, and we're going to celebrate with these two girls who are very special.
They are.
They're special to us, not only as athletes, but as also friends of our kids and just all-around great people. And just like we talked about in the past, our Hall of Fame is as good as anybody's. We have...
Absolutely.
We have a collection of people that make us all proud, and these two are...
Great addition.
Absolutely.
Great addition.
We're going to talk to each one of them, and the thing is, they're best friends, and they graduated together, and we're going to take a break. We're going back, come right back with Tiff and Holly.
Yep.
Our Hall of Fame.
Talking Hall of Fame.
Right after this, Bubba and Fee. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Our Indians teams each have a game with Parkway this week. The Lady Indians will host the Parkway Panthers tomorrow, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you both the JV and varsity games. Then on Friday, the boys will travel to Rockford, and Fort Recovery Radio will again bring you the JV and varsity games. Only one game each for the boys and girls this week. Girls will host the Parkway Panthers at Portside Fieldhouse tomorrow evening. Boys will play at Parkway on Friday. Get to these games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's boys basketball game at Parkway will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be available from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Presale ticket prices are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door for both adults and students will be $7.
All the updates.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night. Bubba and Fee show. We got two of the best going into the Hall of Fame. This is a fun night for me, and it's getting a lot more fun. I mean, it was always fun, but now I start knowing the people. You know, before when I was putting people in, I was kind of astonished at some of the stuff that was they did and back in the day, you know. But now I'm getting to put in people. Like, I got to put Greg in last year, you know, and it's fun. And I can remember you guys playing, you know, and remember all the big games, and it's exciting for me. I can't wait.
Do you know that Holly Stein, and Sam and Abby, we were texting back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Gann Stein scored. Is it Holly Stein Gann or Holly Stein? How's that work?
Is it like Tiff
Garkey McElDowney?
I don't know. I put the parentheses Garkey at the end.
Is that what you did at the end?
That would be.
I always wondered about
ditto.
That.
Yeah. I could just hyphenate it. My husband would be proud with that.
Oh, well, that's right. Absolutely. So you are the only person, and I'm going to say this.
Say it.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
What you do, Bobby?
She scored her 1,000th point on a 4-point play.
It's true. And do you remember what we did after the ball game? I went and took my shoe off at the bowling alley. Because, you know, that's what you do after you play.
Well,
we all eat our calories and food.
Yeah.
Yep.
That we burned. We lost to Delphus. Yep. It was on a 3-point shot. Remember? Mm-hmm. Right at the top of the key.
Yeah.
Yep. Fouled. Tore my... I had like plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
And you're like, take your shoe off. Took it off.
Black and blue.
Black and blue.
Remember that.
So I basically was the doctor then.
You were the doctor.
Yep.
And you said, get her some more food.
Feed her.
Get her nothing. Yeah, that's right.
Shut out.
And our other inductee is Tiff Garkey McElDowney. And another thing about this girl is that she was a tremendous basketball player.
Yep.
An unbelievable volleyball player.
Yep.
Who only got better as she got older and went to UD.
Exactly.
I remember how many times we went down and watched her. But the thing about people don't know about you two is that your best sport was probably softball.
Yeah, it was great. Love those team sports where I stand around.
I'm serious. You was a tremendous pitcher.
I hit more people than I probably.
I think I got hit a couple times.
That's intimidation. You got to do that.
You two would have stuck it out.
Yeah,
we'd have won state in softball.
But
instead,
I play track. I did track.
Oh, that's right. She did track.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she went to state.
But you almost could have done them both.
I ran track one
year. Yeah, we know. 3 years, Holly. Can you stop bragging? Jeez.
So, just as much as team sports are really awesome, you can also do wonderful things in individualized sports.
Fine. I agree.
We're kind of finding that out now.
Yeah.
We got some great track teams here.
It's unbelievable how our programs
gotten
have
great.
On. So let's start with Holly, and I'm going to read Holly's
resume.
Yeah, let's read her resume, and I'll let you read the Tiffers.
Okay.
And Holly participated in 4 different sports at Fort Gary High School during her career from 2003 to 2007. She earned a total of 11 varsity letters, 4 in basketball and track, 2 in volleyball. Volleyball? You sucked at volleyball.
Hey, gotta have a bench warmer.
All right, fine. Wait a minute. 1 in cross country.
Yep. That was the year I had surgery on both legs.
But she was a star on the basketball court. She scored 1,048 points, ranked 6th in career scoring at Fort Recovery. She's 7th in career rebounds with 513, 3rd in career steals with 240. She ranks in season high in category steals, standing 6th in steals with 79, 4th in threes made with 44, and 16th in scoring in a single season with 332 points. Holly was first team All-Mac her junior and senior year. She won numerous team awards during her career. She also excelled in track and field at Fort Recovery HS. She holds a school record in shot and disc. She participated in a state track and field meet during her sophomore, junior, and senior years. That's very impressive. Mm-hmm. She reached the podium in seventh place finish at state during her discus her senior year. Holly was a team MVP for track junior senior year. After graduation, Miss Holly attended Defiance College, where she competed in basketball and track for 2 years. She's still in the record books at Defiance for free throw shooting, the discus, and the javelin.
Mm-hmm.
You fired a javelin at Defiance?
My favorite.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you do it before Gary?
I was the best.
She was a spear chucker.
Did you do it before Gary? It's unbelievable.
She was a spear chucker.
We don't have javelin. We don't have any.
How did you get to throw the javelin? What was you thinking?
Well, I don't know. It was more like, oh, I want to try that. And, you know, there was no form. Because, you know, my form throughout all of my athletic career was been about awesome. Yeah. So I just went for strength and a little bit of technique. And I wasn't running fast. That was not happening either.
Nope.
So I just, I don't know. Just let her fly.
That's perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's...
And, you know, it comes down to being coachable, so...
And how'd that work out?
Well, we didn't have a coach, so...
Oh, that's perfect. That can't be bad.
We had one, but he quit halfway through the season because Holly...
Couldn't take it. Really, that one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then, Fee, I'm going to let Fee read over Tiff's stats, and I think you got them over there, buddy.
You got all of them?
Yep. Should be.
Well...
Neil didn't run them off?
I don't know.
Should all be there right there.
This is it.
Holly had 3 pages. I only get one.
Yeah. Tiffany.
Well, it starts out as she was also first team all district.
Well, no, there's.
I'm missing one somewhere.
Uh oh.
You're missing.
Probably where I'd introduce her.
Here, why don't
you? It's at the end of Holly's.
Mm-hmm. See, we split.
It's all on the same page.
Third page.
No, not on there. You missed one, Spencer.
Here, pull it up.
Well, you read the stuff that was.
I read Holly's. We don't have
Well, Holly's. Yeah, well, they weren't separate pages.
Neil.
Sing a Christmas song. Go.
Well, it should be right at the top of the thing. The very first page should be.
Whatever Harold's got.
Here we go.
There it goes.
It's right here.
Find it? There it is. All right. Tiffany Garkey McElDowney participated in 4 sports while at Fort Recovery High School, earning a total of 10 varsity letters. She earned one letter in softball, one in track, where she was a member of the regional qualifying team in the 4x800. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My only year I ran.
Hey, who was on your team? You remember?
Oh, Vicky Reisner Diller now.
Yeah.
Is it sad that I don't remember? No. I honestly don't remember, because the reason why I didn't run track the next year is because they made me run.
You gotta run.
I only wanted to play track to do high jump to help with my vertical with volleyball.
There you go.
So I did high jump, and then the...
So we could say that the class of 2000 and what, six?
Seven.
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 Sucked at running.
They just didn't like run, did they?
Well, they made me run the 4x8 because someone got hurt, and then I was running that race in freezing rain, and I had no idea how to pace myself, so I ran.
He was bleeding the whole
way
time?
Way too hard, and I about passed out at the end, and the coach was like, oh, that was a pretty good time. I think we're going to keep you on the team. So that's how I got on that 4x8 team.
One and out. Please. Put me down for 1 year, and I quit.
Yeah.
That's really bad, but that's
do you have any races that are easier?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right?
The one you don't run.
Well, there's something I can run.
They made me run the 400 after
any
that.
Any stroll so races?
The one to
Tiffany also earned 4 letters in basketball, which we knew. She was a first-team All-MAC selection for 3 years in basketball. She was also selected the first-team All-District during junior and senior seasons. Tiffany ranks 10th in career scoring with 741 points and 5th in career rebounds with 642. She also ranks 3rd and 5th in season rebounding totals with 251 and 245. Tiffany was a mainstay for the Fort Recovery volleyball team during her 4 years of high school. She lettered each of her 4 years and accumulated an impressive list of statistics and honors. She recorded 1,397 kills, 462 blocks, as well as nearly 700 digs and 100 aces in her career, which is unbelievable. That's very, very good.
Thank you.
That's really, really good. She was also selected first team All-MAC 3 times and first team All-District 3 times. During her sophomore through her senior season, she was also chosen as 3rd, 2nd, and first team All-Ohio, respectively, which is fantastic also. After graduation, Tiff, well, we knew that. You went on to volleyball at University of the Dayton Flyers, where she was a four-year varsity letter winner, helping the Flyers to the A-10 regular season and tournament championships in 2007, 8, and 9. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
That's a couple pretty good resumes there.
That's pretty good resumes there, girls.
It's pretty cool that you guys got in at the same time. So when you guys got the word, did you text each other? Did you say, can you believe this? Or did you say, well, man, I'm getting old?
It was one of those things that I don't know who got called first. Mr. Rammel, I'm pretty sure we said the same thing to him. So it was like, well, let us know when we're allowed to talk to each other. Because it was, don't tell anyone until I tell the other person.
Yeah.
So the minute I think we both knew, he gave us both a text at the same time. And then it was like instantly we started. Actually, I think the first text I was to our friend group.
Yeah.
We both
yeah.
and we
yeah.
were back.
Holly found
forth.
Out first because I ignored the call for about five times. And
she's working. She was the working.
When I don't know a number, I don't answer it. No one left a message, and I finally picked it up, and I felt bad about it after that. So Holly was itching to tell everybody. But yeah, we finally after that kind of told everyone. It was very humbling to hear and to find out.
It's pretty awesome.
And obviously, it's one of those things is I wouldn't want to, you know, share that moment with anyone else. So yeah. I think we are pretty fortunate to be able to go in together.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is neat.
Yeah. When you guys, we look back at you guys' career and your friendship and your group of friends and your teams and the success you had. First of all, you won a whole bunch at everything you guys did.
Absolutely.
You know, every one of them come to a halt when we thought we had a shot at winning there. You know, we were that good.
Yeah. Yep.
We were as good as any team that we played and
absolutely.
But one thing that we can look back upon is how Jeff Friesner and our coaching staff was able to take us everywhere and play against some unbelievable competition.
Yeah.
Berlin Highland. I mean, and we
that's pretty awesome.
Remember the summer camp? Where'd we go?
West Virginia.
Yeah.
What was it? It's like
Salt.
Shane somebody. Salt Fork.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went everywhere.
Yeah, we did.
We
went everywhere. And we had to earn it. I mean, there was definitely not, I don't feel like it was given to us. It was definitely something we knew we had to work for. And I think that we were constantly hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that those open doors when you're, like I said, you're coachable, you got the support of a small town behind you, and I think that's the one thing that we probably both can say is that nobody has more support than Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, we go to Berlin Highland, which is in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
They got a Germantown.
Yep.
Father Paul went along so that we could have service.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the crowd. We brought the biggest crowd.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, that was always fun.
The thing about that is, like you said, Berlin Highland, they don't let people go to that. That's a prestige thing. You have to have a pretty good team.
Yes.
And they look at that like, we don't want some sled teams coming up here. We want good teams and we want great competition.
Did we go 2 years in a row?
You guys went 2 years.
And there's a lot of Division I schools that you're playing against. And that's where it's kind of neat. Like Holly said, you know, we're very blessed to have great support here. And you see these schools that have hundreds and hundreds of kids and surrounding. And here we are, this small little town, hours away, bringing the biggest support system. And that was really fun to see, seeing the crowd when you're that far away and really competing against these really great teams when you're such a small school is really fun to do as well.
I'm sure it's got to be neat because you always notice the other kids and they see our crowds and they think, good grief, you know, what are they doing with all these people here? You know, and that's just what we do.
Purple,
you know? That's what we do. We bleed purple and we follow. You know? If you're a winner, we'll be there.
Yep.
I guarantee it. And you guys were winners.
I'll never forget the second time. No, I don't know if it was the second or first. The first year, did we play Berlin Highland or the second year?
Oh, goodness.
I think it was the first time we went up.
I think I feel like the second time.
We played the last game on, like, Saturday or Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I remember the gym, the announcers announcing, folks, we need everybody to get closer together. We got a big crowd getting in for this game. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I'm like.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
That was awesome.
That was a fun weekend.
That was an awesome time. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back, and we're going to reminisce with these two.
Yep, talk a little bit more.
And talk some more with them. Yeah. Bubba and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
It's going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash, next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There will also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prize of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Rizales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, that'd been perfect.
Are we on?
I think we're back.
Spencey left.
Spencey shut us out.
He might want the restroom.
Yep.
He's gone. We're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. With Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers.
That's yeah. What. Hall of Fame.
One more time.
Famers. Hall of Fame.
I'm just getting ready for that, you know, the buildup of the speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're about to, you know, unleash.
There'll be five people in the crowd.
Yeah, there won't be a dry eye in the house.
Probably not.
I'll bet Mom and Dad will be fired up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Camera.
Alice will be snapping.
Oh, yeah. I'll be able to see.
There'll be sparks.
Alice, you gotta stop.
Sparks flying out of that camera.
I can't read this stuff because I can't see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You might have to hide that camera before we go.
Yeah.
Is that even possible?
I don't know.
If you hide it, she'll get another one.
Yeah,
she'll find it. Mm, absolutely.
She keeps three in her car.
Jesus. She knows where that thing's at.
Yeah. She's got to find them first.
Yeah. Hey, I got a neat fact for you, too.
Bring it on.
Which everybody probably knows, but another thing that Holly did was a little pump, pass, and kick.
Oh, yeah, I've got that wrote down.
That was the neatest thing ever.
Yeah, you know, it was really cool later in life when I realized I was standing next to Pat McAfee. That was even cooler.
How cool was that?
That was even neater.
Now, that was pretty awesome.
I remember that watching you on TV at the Super Bowl. That was fun.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
It was tremendous. You should have pinched his butt or something.
You know? I kind of thought about it. If you knew then. What I know now.
Bingo.
Because, you know, I tried to get him to come into my school and talk about something. And he just wrote me back and said his audience wasn't necessarily geared for kids.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, just come in for the teachers then. But then I got nothing.
Then did you say, don't you remember when I was standing there by you?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I was that person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really a cool thing.
That's a pretty cool thing.
I think you can find it on YouTube.
I wouldn't suggest it.
Well, you would? No. I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty cool, too.
Remember waving?
I sure do.
We was talking to Abby and Sam today, and we were back and forth and about you two morons. And you remember when we was coming back from Wilmington? and he was, the music was playing, and you just love Russell Flats.
My it's still Flats. Not any good. I don't know band names song words.
No,
but you know I still have a good time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, that's right. So let's talk a little bit about your college life, and we'll start with Tiff over there. And Tiff, you was a big time recruit, okay, volleyball wise. So you decided to go to UD.
Yep.
And I think your freshman year was a little tough. Is that right?
Yeah, I think for anyone, freshman year is always a little hard. Your level of play is drastically different, even though you play in some pretty good club tournaments and teams. But yeah, it was a hard transition. I learned a lot, both, you know, academically and athletically. You know, your life is school and volleyball, and that's what it comes down to. You know, they say, oh, well, you didn't work, you didn't have a job. Well, your job, my job, was probably 10 times harder than a lot of other people's
exactly.
jobs. You know, you're waking up, you're working out, you're going to class, you're going to practice for 3 hours, and then you have to wake up and do it all over again. And then on top of that, I think my freshman year, we traveled the first 6 weekends, and so I missed the first Thursday, Friday of my first 6 weeks of school, so that was really much of a struggle. And
wow.
I had a great support system. You know, they offer great, I'm trying to think of, like, tutoring and things like that, but it was definitely quite the tough transition. And on top of that, you're so used to playing, and when you get into college, you realize, especially when you're kind of the small fish in the big pond, and not anymore kind of the big fish in the little pond.
Yeah.
You're fighting again, and that's what makes you better. But you know, you realize that you got to fight for your position, and that was kind of a little bit of a hard shock, knowing that, you know, ahead of time that's how it's going to be. But and I changed positions. I went from a middle hitter to an outside hitter, so that was also a hard little struggle. And then we switched coaches and things like that. So it was definitely quite the transition, but. You know, I had great support system with my family, and you know.
So was that hard when you have a family like the Garkies and everybody that you're, you know, it's an unbelievable family, and was that hard leaving? Was that hard when you're out? Because you talked about at UD the first 6 weeks you were gone.
I was, yeah.
There's no coming home, probably.
Yeah, no.
It don't matter. You know, you're an hour away. Tough luck. You're staying here. We're doing this.
Yeah, it was hard. I remember even there was like 1 week, and I wanted to come home for a family wedding. One of my cousins was getting married, and I had one. My coach was like, you know, we got a big recruit coming into town. I'd really like you here. That hit me hard. More big family oriented, and I just wanted to go home one night for a wedding, and I cried. And that was definitely a little rough. That's why I chose UD. It was one of the big reasons I chose UD, so I could be closer to home, so my family could come and watch me play. Mm-hmm. I wanted that. I didn't. You know, my grandpa loved to watch me play, and
absolutely.
You know, brings tears. You know, but
yeah.
That's part of why I really wanted to be close. Sorry, I'm getting emotional over
wow.
here, but.
That's
So, yeah, and you know, I think between that, I, you know, a lot of prayer, thanks to God for giving me the talent to be able to even play at a college and to express that talent and to have the support system that I had. I would not have been able to be where I was. And after that freshman year, you kind of realize where you're at and what your end goal is, and you put in all that effort, and it pays off at the end of the day.
And then, as it turns out, you turn out to be a tremendous player at UD. You know, a lot of, you know, you're thinking, man, can she play there? This is
right.
big time.
This is big time.
I mean, at the time, UD, and they still are. They're unbelievable at volleyball. And I can remember, and me and Fee going down, taking our wives down, and
yep.
Sam and everybody, and you always played at that field house. And we'd set up stairs, and it would be 50 to 75 people from Fort Recovery watching your volleyball games.
Yep.
I know, and that's really what I loved about it. You know, when I was getting recruited, I remember my mom saying, you know, pick a school close, or narrow it down to your schools that you want, and then pick one far school, you know, that you are, you know, considering.
Mm-hmm.
I think I maybe had Texas on there as far as my really far school to look into. I think I remember looking up in the stands. I never knew who was going to be coming that game. I remember looking up and seeing Mr. Hubbard, Coach Hubbard, up in the stands. Yep. You know, see a bright, I just remember like always looking up, and I would see a bright purple coat walking by, and I'm like, hey, that has to be a Fort Recovery president, and it was. And I think that was a very humbling experience to know that, you know, you have that support from going to high school and to college, and to know that people still care and that they want to watch you grow. I think that was always nice, and it gave you more motivation to succeed on the court and off the court, but I think that was always fun, and I think other people kind of didn't quite understand that. You know, my teammates didn't understand when I said where I was from and how I grew up. You know, they never understood until they came to visit my hometown and understood really what that truly meant. And they were a lot, some of them were a little jealous of that, and, and I think that was great.
Well, I can remember when you brought some of your friends home and they seen the farm, and and they were like, because I remember Sam saying, Dad, you should see some of the girls see the turkeys the first time.
Well, my one teammate, when I told her, still a really close friend of mine, I told her we had a group on a turkey farm, and she thought I had like five turkeys roaming around my backyard. And so we brought her out to one of the buildings, in the one building, and she's like, she just couldn't even talk. She's like, how many turkeys are in here? And I'm like, oh, you know, about 6,000. And she about died, you know, and she was like, I seriously thought you had five just like walking around. I'm like, no, we've got 24,000 of them, actually. And so they were very enlightened, and we, you know, seeing the tractors and stuff, and obviously the smells that come with all of that were very appealing. Yeah. So, but they enjoyed it.
Welcome to Fort Recovery.
That smell, that's called tuition money.
That's exactly right.
Little did they know.
No, that's right.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Good. So Holly, let's talk about your college career. You know, Tiff has the athletic ability. She's tall, quick, long arms, long legs, the whole nine yards. You, on the other hand, were...
Don't.
Now listen to me.
Easy, Bob. Easy, Bob.
Now listen to me.
You're sitting way too close to me.
What you accomplished...
She can take you, Bob.
She can club you.
She will hurt you.
What you accomplished was quite, frankly, incredible. Because... First of all, you're about the toughest girl I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely.
You were a 5'5". You've played forward. You are, look at our rebound stat.
Mm-hmm.
Look where she was in our rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
Look where, and it was just a matter of want. It was just a matter of.
Some people work really, really hard, and you can tell.
Yeah.
Holly always worked hard.
Yeah,
I mean, she put the extra work in, and that's what made her so
Sam texts me, and she goes, talking about this reminiscence, she's getting all fired up, you know. And
oh, she's crying.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. Poor Jake.
Yeah, that's right. Jake's like, I'm going to bed.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's
done. No, but.
No, for God's sake.
Yeah. So, yeah. So you are, on the other hand, were just an absolute bulldog as far as wanting it. And you know, you struggled a little bit with your jumper. I remember you struggling with her shot.
Mm-hmm.
And her just absolutely...
It's a rocket. Probably still is a rocket. Yeah. Flat as all get out.
But you and Dad, and you guys got to admit, you got some unbelievable parents.
Oh, no doubt in my mind.
And I can remember Rat going up and shooting ball, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes back to, you know, my dad, hands down, would do anything for me. Anytime.
Yep.
You know, that's how the whole pump, pass, and kick thing. What are we doing today? Absolutely nothing. Why don't we go over to cold water and just try this out?
See what happens.
Okay.
See what happens.
Well, that is exactly how it happened. Actually, it started even before that.
Didn't you kick a field goal or something? Didn't you guys have you had to go post.
No, that would be us.
Yeah, we had to go post.
That was, and so did we. Dad built him out of PVC pipes, but it was for Sean. It was started with Sean, and then it just became a thing. But no, actually, it was with Grandpa Hike Camp over at the Country Fest. And then I went, and of course, I was the only girl there, and I happened to do okay.
Yeah. Meet everybody.
I did okay. And so then it was just kind of led one thing to the led to the next. And then, it was a family vacation. Oh, who wants to go to the Brown Stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, we get all this free stuff. Everything's paid for. And then it was like, let's try and see what's next. And so it was just kind of one thing led to the next.
So is that how you became such a big Browns fan?
Oh, yeah. You know, the good old saying, if it's brown.
That hurts. That's fighting words.
Just saying.
I know. So then you went to Cleveland and you won.
You know, and then they throw you in this pool of 32 teams and you got to rank within the first four. So again, we were in it for fun. So then the next year we ran into volleyball tournaments. So actually went to Cincinnati Bengals the next year. And then we ran into tournament time because it kind of became a, hey, you know, every time of year we're going to do it. And let's just see kind of what happens with it. And then volleyball tourney came around, figured out my dates were going to kind of mesh up. Of course, mom and dad were hitting the rule books hard, trying to figure out this loophole that we were about to try to figure out. Oh, it looks like it's open. You can go wherever you want, just to a location. So I ended up going to Muncie, Indiana, down in Heakin Park. That was an experience in itself. Huh. Well, that was the first time I think I saw where people started driving their cars about anywhere within the park. Mm-hmm. There were no roads. They just drove everywhere.
Go where you want.
Yeah, so then we went from Heakin down to Greenfield, and then it was to the Colts. And again, I just remember that day, dad couldn't come. That was like the one time, there's only two times in my life I think my dad has missed any event, that being one of them. Mm-hmm. And okay, I did all right. So lo and behold, I scored up in that top four out of 32 teams. So I got my, you know, if we're watching hard because dad doesn't fly, so we can't go to San Diego or dad's going to have to be on a train for 2 weeks. So we were really praying hard we were getting to Nashville. And so we did. We got down to Nashville, Tennessee. Everything was paid for. So, you know, it was just a nice little experience. Again, at that point, I didn't have anything. What did I have to lose? I had absolutely nothing to lose. Because along the way, it was just fun. And, you know, I had my brothers. They're always there. So they were, if I wasn't out there, or somebody was always out there helping me out, and we were all kind of helping each other. We were constantly outside, so it just kind of worked for us. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's all good, and I got to experience that. And but the other part of the story is, you know, I was 14, and so you can do it again. And so the story that I like to tell is the fact that I went and did it again. Mm-hmm. But that time around, I had developed this little sense of ego. So I didn't think I had to practice as much.
Yeah.
You know? So I get to the second round and, you know, I don't win. Yeah. And so that's the part that I like to tell. And so I tell my kids, and, you know, all the time, I'm like, hey, you know, learning how to fail early in life is pretty okay.
Probably good.
You know, it's not one of those things you really want to ever have to go through or see your kids go through, but it's just, it pretty much sets the precedence. So that was all pre high school years. So I think at that point that I was able to decide, you know, I am the only person that can stand in the way of me being great.
Yep.
So that kind of spun
off.
That's
pretty good. That is good.
I think it needs a shirt, t-shirt.
Well,
it
could be. Quote that. Can I quote that?
I should quote that. No, you're right. I thought you did good. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about what they're doing now.
Yep.
And we appreciate them, too, coming up. We'll come right back. Bubba and Fee.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library would like to invite the public to view the 14th Annual Fort Festival of Trees, December 3rd through December 29th, 2018. Each year, businesses, organizations, and individuals decorate Christmas trees or wreaths to be displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees, visitors vote for their favorite entry to see who will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name gets engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see our beautiful display beginning December 3rd during regular library hours.
Da-da-da. We're back here. Wednesday night. Or the Hall of Fame night.
Hall of Fame night. A couple Hall of Famers. Fee, how about next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday is going to be a huge day for us. It's our Christmas show.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of families to help out, hopefully, and we're going to have a great time. And it's always fun. It's always good laughs, and it's usually an emotional night for everybody. And I can't wait to do it, you know. And it always surprises me. Everything last year was incredible. The amount of money we got, and the people it gave to us, and it's great. And hope we can do it again. Have some fun.
Absolutely. And you hit it right on the nose. The people of Fort Recovery are incredible. Not just Fort Recovery, surrounding areas.
Absolutely.
And you know, every year we wish we didn't have to do this.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But, you know, it throws people curveballs, and we just want to give our little bit to help them out.
Anything we can do.
That's right. And this year we have some incredible people who we're going to help out, and some great families. And Jack, if you follow Jack on Facebook or Fort Recovery Radio, Jack writes stuff up. He puts it out, and then we all kind of. So follow us on Facebook.
Yeah, follow us.
And you'll get all the details. And I think he's going to put the first family out this week yet.
This week.
And then over the course of the weekend and then up to next Wednesday, we'll get everybody in there who we're helping out. And there's some, you know, there's also some people who we're going to help out. And probably not say some names, but the fact of the matter is, folks, is the people of Fort Recovery want to help, and
they do,
and it's a great cause, and Spencey, we it's unbelievable how fast that night goes and how fast it comes upon us,
and
you know, we've been exchanging emails and meeting and. Mm-hmm. You know, this stuff just don't kind of fall into place. It takes a lot of planning. Jack has got an incredible group of people coming in for entertainment. Of course, we got the nuns. We got Father Matt.
Yep.
Mayor Kalp's going to come up and speak the first hour. Come
talk to us a little bit.
I think Chester's going to open it up with what a wonderful world. And we're all going to be on Facebook Live, I think, if that's correct, Spencer.
Yep.
Working on it today and making sure everything's okay. I'm going to have Chuck. Get the cameras positioned and all that and a couple other things, but mm-hmm. Everything's working.
Man, we got a beautiful facility to hold it in. We had it at the old studio. This year's bigger. We'll be able to move a couple tables and get a lot of people in here. And
hope people come in and see us.
And the back door's going to be open, folks, so you'll be able to come in the back door and watch us and come along and just have a good time. So that's next Wednesday and
Christmas show.
Christmas show, 7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
Till Spencey says that's enough, boys.
Yep, he throws us out.
Actually, we'll do it. We'll do it as long as people keep bringing stuff in.
Yeah, that's right.
I think both the last years it was around 11 o'clock when we called her quits, and that's, you know, if it's...
Well, Bill's so drunk he couldn't talk after that. Our 12 days of Christmas got a little
mushy.
Yeah, it gets a little mushy, but it is a lot of fun, folks.
I thought it was beautiful.
It was lovely.
And I've said this a couple of times, said it last week, but Christy Diller that first year said it exactly how it was. She put on Facebook, "This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and I can't stop watching." And that is exactly what it is.
That's exactly right. So that's next Wednesday. So back to our guest here, our Hall of Famers, mm-hmm, Tiff and Holly, and let's talk a little bit about life now. And Holly, you got a little rugrat over here. It's just as handsome as could be.
Yes.
And a little girl. And I think you're teaching in Greenville.
I am. I actually just had the privilege of starting there on Monday.
Okay.
So awesome. Kind of real quick synopsis of life after high school. So I went to Defiance for 2 years, did some sports, realized I was way too passionate for for them. They couldn't handle that anymore, so I needed to drive my passion somewhere else. So I finished my degree at Ball State. After Ball State, that took me down to the south side of, around Indy for the last 7 years, and I've had the opportunity to move back. And so, lo and behold, this opening just kind of fell into our lap, and I've been fortunate to be out there. And, you know, I work with some really amazing people.
Sure.
It's crazy how, you know, it doesn't matter where you teach at in Indiana, Ohio, since that's the only two states I've ever taught in. So we're just going to stick with those two.
Stay with those two.
You know, I've just always worked with great teachers, you know, and I think that's one of the things that being able to see that on, you know, they got to spend crazy amounts of times dealing with all types of children, you know, and it's hard not to go home and just hug yours a little tighter every day and be like, you know what, this is going to work. This is going to be okay.
Yep.
And so over there, like I said, I'm pretty fortunate. I get to work co-teach and team teach with three others. And, you know, I've been nothing but felt the love and just open arms. So they've already said, okay, so what's next for you? When are you going to coach?
I was just going to ask you.
You know, that's funny you should ask. I don't think we currently have any openings, but obviously always keeping tabs. I did know Shane did coach track last year, and he loved it.
He was on here. He was sat in your seat.
I know, and he did. I listened to Shane, and he did a fabulous job. And you know,
he listened, or are you lying?
No, I really did listen to
him. How come he didn't text when you?
Because I didn't want to distract Shane.
How about me? I don't get it.
She doesn't
and
like
also,
it.
We have the Hastings hotline. It's always there.
Okay. Gotta call us. Again, I wouldn't want to. That's Shane's moment. That was a big moment for Shane.
She was being respectful.
I was being respectful. Shane did a great job coaching. Yep. So I happen to know that there might be an opening in the track coaching staff. Now I can't be a runner's coach.
Traveling.
But I can, maybe I could bring that into Fort Recovery.
There we go.
So anyways, so life after college has been just pretty wonderful.
Good.
And so now we're back in the area. So I'm
You're living in the fort, baby.
I'm living in the fort.
We're working on it, Bob.
That a girl.
Jordan, Brittany.
Coming back.
Abby.
Abigail Johnstone.
Let's get the old 2007
she's
back together.
Of course.
So what?
Abby's listening.
Oh, yeah. She's probably crying. She's
Abby.
Box of tissues number two.
Lots of houses in the old fort. Yep. Big Joe. Come on, Joe.
Well, get up here.
I think Abby knows a realter somewhere that might be able to help her out.
Probably can help her out.
Ooh.
Hey, there you go.
And I think Tiff maybe knows somebody with a little bit of land that they could sell them a few acres.
I know a good person that might offer a little land if I want it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And even if you've decided to go outside the family, somebody would find a place for you.
I think so.
I'm sure someone would help out.
So, Holly, welcome back, kiddo. And
thanks. It's great to be back.
I'd love to have you back. It's awesome.
Tiff, let's talk a little bit about you. And you graduated from UD, and life treated you pretty good. And you talk a little bit about life.
So, after UD, I went on to get my Doctor of Physical Therapy at the University of Dayton, went on further. So, graduated there in 2015. And ever since then, I've been working at Sydney, an outpatient physical therapy. Love my job, love what I do. Got married in the middle of PT school. We just had our third child, a little baby girl, 3 months ago. So I got two boys and a girl.
Awesome.
So very, very blessed. All is well. Everyone's healthy. So I couldn't be happier. I guess that's kind of where I'm at right now. Like I said, you guys, other than talking me back into moving back here, I guess that would be the next
step. We gotta get that done.
Right? Grandpa and grandma spoil them grandkids anyway.
Oh my gosh. You know, every Christmas since having kids, we have to have a talk with all the grandparents on presents. Last year, we had to make two trips from just my parents' house alone to get presents back to our house. And the first house we lived in was a tiny, tiny house. And, you know, I've told people numerous times, after we had our first, we don't have a house big enough. Do not get us big presents. You know, if you're going to get us stuff, just don't get us anything big. And, you know, what does my mother-in-law give us? A big, big, huge ball pit. A ball pit. I'm like, what am I going to do with a ball pit? So next year, what does my mom get? Replenishment of balls for the ball pit. So, you know, it's never ending. So they get spoiled, but it's a blessing. I'd rather it be that way. And, you know, like all grandparents, it's the I can do what I want because I'm the grandma. And I'm the grandpa. And they love it. They love Grandpa Garkey. They love tractors and combines, and they love visiting. And so it's always fun.
And you guys both your parents have pools.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's probably the number one thing. I mean, there's tons of benefits of living in Fort Recovery, but, you know, mom and dad built that pool when I left. So
that's
right. Yeah. So, you know, I'm really ready to max those pool hours now.
That's right. You got to catch up, aren't you?
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly.
Are you going to have a couple announcers out to the house sometime?
Yeah, you're invited
Neil,
out.
What are you doing?
Whoa.
Hey, we're all invited out this weekend, Bob.
Yeah, it's heated.
Okay.
I mean, you'd have to take the cover off.
It's not indoors.
Oh.
Yeah, yours is.
Parents are closed up, right?
Oh, yeah, they close up.
Yeah.
We can remember, I think.
I thought you guys had a heated all. You can go in there anytime.
I mean, sure. I would love to see. Let's bring it out. Bring the radio out this tide pool. I would love to see you jump in there.
I'm not scared. You guys remember. No kidding.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Fifth grade bullpup tournament.
Yep, bloody nose.
The ugliest team I've ever seen. Remember the picture when you won it? Y'all got huge buck teeth. Everybody's got their glasses on like this.
I didn't have glasses at that time. Hey, you know what? What I'm hearing is that we won, though, Bob.
That don't matter. Hey, your team picture.
You know what, though? You look at grade school kids now, and they're, like, beautiful. What happened? Like, we had bug teeth, braces, glasses.
Because, you know, yeah, I got nothing.
No, you
got... I got what nothing.
That got is one of my nothing. Favorite pictures, is when you guys won that bullpup.
That's funny.
You're all sweaty and just...
I think we beat in Knoxville.
And the only time we ever beat them.
Hey,
they owned us.
That was a bad reminiscence.
Yeah, we were.
Oh, my God.
Who's that big girl?
Nicole Wright.
Nightmares.
She only time I ever had nightmares.
No. Let's just talk about how many points she had when we did play her.
I mean...
Which was how many?
I don't know.
About 30,
too
36.
Many.
Probably
too many.
Two. We'll call it two.
We'll say two. No, I have no idea.
They were a great team. We were a great team. They battled
all the time.
And they were good girls.
And you know what? They were. And you said it. They were a solid team.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Marion Local. You had Maria Moeller. But you know, there again, she was it. And
we beat them.
Yeah,
we did. I think that's what makes.
Was it your junior year? She scored about 40.
Yeah, but you know that I remember going into that game very explicitly. We said, you know what, guys, we've dealt with her for the last 3 years. You know, I dealt with her for the last 3 years. We tried different things, you know, multiple times a year
that
because we've always played them in tournament.
That's what
and the strategy literally was. Is, you know, she's going to get them, guys. She's got them on us
hers.
Every time. Let
stop
her get hers, but we can't have her in her and
right,
you know,
our
horse and you know everybody else.
I think she had 38. Against us.
She did.
You know, 38's a pretty solid number for her.
That's not too bad.
That's probably under her average, actually, Bob. I would like to see that stat.
I think I tackled her, though.
She never made a shot.
I think I did.
At Ohio State.
Tackled her.
She left Fort Recovery. After our game, I thought she's the greatest shooter of all time. Yep. The best I've ever seen. And she went down there and never shot the ball. Not one time.
No, it was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
I think it's called something about lifting weights. She got a little bulky.
She might have got a little strong.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
It is. But she was a heck of a player.
She was a heck of a player.
We had a lot of really good teams. But like I was saying, I think that was what made us better as a team and what made it really fun to play in the MAC. I think we had a really... The MAC... I felt when we were in high school was really strong.
Very strong.
You know, our sectionals were so hard to get out of and it was frustrating at the time, but I think that's what made our games that much more exciting to play.
And, you know, and I give, and as much as it kills me, but I do give credit to Jeff, Pat, and Bob. When you guys were young, I mean, them guys got you in everything. They had you practicing how many times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of did that a little bit with my kids, and I was so fortunate, and you guys were too, to have teams that won, and they were fun to watch. You know, my daughter got lucky enough to play on a team that was pretty good, and so did my son. You know, and it was as a parent, it's so much fun. I mean, it's just so much fun when you compete, even if you don't win all the time, but you're competitive. You know,
it goes back to the same foundations, but those foundational skills of just working hard come from somewhere.
How come you could never learn to dribble with your left hand?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah,
I didn't learn to dribble at all.
That left hand's working good. That left finger's
middle finger working real good.
You know, I guess, yeah, I got nothing, you know? It comes back to those solid foundations that I always have is that I should be able to do it.
I mean,
I would just put my art, I mean, I just get out of my way.
No,
I
listen, was going. Listen, I was going we're to- here to celebrate you guys inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, here you guys are bashing
our family. But I'm not that impressed with either one of you.
You know what, Bob? Huh? You know, I was afraid to get a fast break because I knew it was going to bounce off my knee and just go straight shoot. I think you had I was at the top of the key on the 1-3-1 defense, and every time I got a steal, I was terrified. I was hoping someone would come
what am I going to do with it?
That is true. True story. That's why my rebound stats probably were so high. Mine were high. I was just following your fast break.
Just grab the ball.
You know, and the other really cool thing about, I mean, it, even literally every time you look back at those experiences is we got to go to practice every day. We got to hang out with our friends all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like we go to practice. We beat the living crap out of each other. Somehow we always walked away still being friends.
Still liking
you know, we might have, but then it was still, we are still friends. Yeah. You know, we went and did the school thing and we did it all over again.
And it cracked me.
Abby Niekamp texted and said, Tiff airballed a free throw once every game.
Like I said, I hit people in softball when I pitched, and I airballed free throws. You don't know the most embarrassing part about that. I hit a ref once. No, he wasn't paying attention. So when we came back and played in those, when we played the Ohio State football players that we used to do, I played on that team, and I know that was, I forget how many years after I graduated, and I hated shooting free throws, so I had to shoot a free throw at this game, and the ref looks at me and hands me the ball, and he goes, "Let's try to hit the rim this time, Tiff," and I go, freaking remembered me. How? Of course he remembered me that I couldn't hit the freaking rim whenever I shoot.
Meanwhile, Timmy Heitkamp's dropping them home. Remember we had Timmy come out?
Yeah.
Place went crazy. Just banking them in. Placing a backboard. Well, I'll say this, and it's been a fast hour, and I appreciate you two coming up here and talking. But I'll say this, is this is going to be a special Hall of Fame for me because it's two girls that I absolutely love, grew up with, spent a lot of time in the house, played the Wonder Ball.
Oh, gosh.
That Wonder Ball.
That's a shout out to Jody. I was just talking about that the other day. Everybody loves the Wonder Ball.
Fanball.
It's amazing. Yeah. I remember them nights, too.
Yeah, you redid your living room.
We get 10 points for hitting Sam's picture off of the, the shot.
Dip of chip dip, always in there. Yeah. Right, always by the layup. Yeah, that was solid, too. That was solid.
Guys, you've done Fort Recovery proud.
Sure have.
We're going to enjoy the heck out of February. When is the fee again?
February 2nd. Cinnawall Valley, I believe, is the game. And
we are going
to have a huge crowd that night.
Yep.
Induct these two fine young ladies in there.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be
fun. Thanks for coming up, guys.
Thank you.
Wyatt, appreciate it.
Are you on there? Can you say hi? Can
Wyatt, are you on there?
Can you say hi, Grandpa and Grandma?
Hi, Grandpa and Grandma.
All right.
So excited.
All right. Say hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
He's a natural, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. He just loves all this.
Absolutely.
He wasn't sure. He came home. You know, I tell him, but he doesn't really understand until one of the teachers in Fort Recovery, because Wyatt goes to Fort Recovery. He's in first grade.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been Mrs. Eiler, but she's like, hey, your mom is going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame. And he comes home. What is this something about this hall or something? Why were you in my hall? I was like, Wyatt. You know, so he doesn't quite get it yet.
Yeah,
he's about to get the full experience of
he'll be in the front row. It's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, so he's kind of got big shoes to fill. He's not into quite sports yet, are going to be yelling from the sidelines.
Can't beat it. We'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, right after this.
Yeah, because I was only kicked out of soccer game once. I was kicked out of soccer one time.
You were?
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casual Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Miss the third annual Fort Recovery Radio Christmas show on Wednesday night, December 19th, starting at 7. As we have the past 2 years, we'll be raising money for local families and great local causes. There'll be lots of special guests, lots of silliness, and lots of fun. Tune in on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or you can watch the craziness on Facebook Live that night. In our first two Christmas shows, we helped raise over $40,000, and we were able to help several local families who were suffering through hardships, and the people of the Fort Recovery area responded very generously. This year, there are again families going through tough times, and we will do all we can to help them out. You can bring any donations by the new Fort Recovery Radio studio at 201 North Wayne Street that night, or you can mail them to Fort Recovery Radio, Post Office Box 541, Fort Recovery. You can make your donations tax deductible by making a check out to Fort Recovery Community Foundation and put Fort Recovery Radio Christmas on the memo line. So if you want to be entertained by real talent, along with a hefty dose of silliness, be sure you're watching on Facebook Live or listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Wednesday evening, December 19th, starting at 7 o'clock. Is coming up, so make your plans now to get to the Fort Recovery American Legion's big New Year's Eve party. Dancing will be from 8 to midnight with music by Tom Everhart, and there will be the traditional sausage and sauerkraut served at midnight. The doors open at 7, and it's only $20 per person with a cash bar, and they'll be giving away door prizes throughout the night. Get your tickets at the Legion Canteen or get them at the door that night. Get your group together now and head out to the Legion on New Year's Eve and have a great time with music all night from Tom Everhart.
Same old Lang Syne.
Guy Lombardo.
That's a sad song.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yeah.
May old acquaintance be forgot.
And never brought to mind.
No, the sad one is Dan Fogelberg.
Oh, don't even talk awesome. To me. Yeah, that's a great song.
That's a great song.
It is. We're back here, Sports Talk. Our guests they're still sitting here, and we're kind of reminiscing some more. And, we're going to reminisce all as long as they want to sit around talking. They're both about half drunk.
So
I wish.
Huh? So I got. That's a toughie because you got to think about it a little bit. But in your Fort Recovery career, what's your most memorable game?
Ooh, good golly.
It was that softball game that she only hit three batters.
Only hit three batters.
That would have been a good night for me. Oh, goodness.
I'm serious about that.
I do remember playing, as far as basketball goes, I remember playing Delphus when we were head-to-head for NAC title. Mm-hmm. And I just remember how crowded it was in that gym and the atmosphere was brought. Yeah, it was at Fort Recovery. And we did end up losing, but again, it was such a fun atmosphere to play in. I do remember as far as basketball.
Neat?
Yeah, I do.
And that is so neat. Fun. And you guys packed the houses. We had some neat when that. Yeah. I mean, the Knoxville game was
Our student section was all painted up.
They camped out. That's so much fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I remember that one for sure.
It is unbelievable. Not the size of the crowds used to be for girls.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're still, they're still good, but they're nothing like what we used to.
Oh, just dumb.
You remember the Jay County game?
We had
ball
on both sides. We always had ball on both sides.
Well, the Jay County game that one year was it was full.
Yeah.
They had that Freeman girl and
yeah.
And that was crazy. It was
that one was packed.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a packed house.
But as an athlete, and you guys you can tell when you're a competitor, you want that crowd.
Yeah.
I mean there's a lot of people, they don't want that crowd. They're a little nervous about that, but when you're a competitor, you want to show your stuff in front of everybody. You know that? And you guys always did.
It helped everything get started, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think the really cool thing about, it's not just us girls, but you know, it's everybody that, you know, we kind of hung around that time because it was, you know, the boys team at that point would be, you know, front row, center, dressed up, ready to go to support. And, you know, and we'd flip it around.
Friday
and,
night,
you know, it didn't matter. And, you know, unfortunately, our boys team at that time was developing program. They were getting better every year. But, you know, they had to put up with all the, you know, you're kind of good. So
no, you're right. The girls in your class was great, and the boys absolutely sucked.
Well, Jordan, no, I want to say, great guys.
Oh, yeah.
Great guys. Yeah, they, you know, Garmin, they talk every Monday, so they can't be too bad, right?
Yeah, they got their own sports show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you guys don't do, like, reference checks or anything around here.
No, we'd never be here.
We'd be out.
So, you know, and I think
you're
that...
You're kind of cocky, ain't you?
Just, you know, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Did she start the show? Hi, Bob.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Holly's clearly introverted.
She just sucked you in, Bob. She just sucked you in.
That's not nice.
Excited.
You know what? You guys are not nice. Regardless, I'm just saying, I mean, from living somewhere else for the last 7 years, it is absolutely wonderful to be home. Like, I can't say
the
support system here is just crazy. And for me to be able to bring Wyatt back, and he doesn't know it yet because he's just as little yet. But the support system here is just, I mean, you can't even, and you guys both raised kids here.
Yep.
There's a reason why you stayed. You're still here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know?
Did you realize it when you were here as to the degree that you realize it now?
I don't think you ever do. I think it was it's not even just Fort Recovery. I will acknowledge the other teams in Mercer County. It doesn't matter where you go.
Right.
You know, you still see that same support system.
Yep, it's a whole different place.
The cooler thing is there are times that we would be in tournament and you got the support from other schools and other teams would come and support you within that tournament. You know, we did it multiple times, unfortunately, because we were already out. But again, at that point, I just think it speaks volume for the area.
It does.
Yeah,
I would agree. I think most of the MAC schools fall into that category. As far as that goes, you know, we're sitting here talking about coming back to Fort Recovery and living in Fort Recovery. And, you know, I get asked that all the time. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, most of the MAC, I always just tell people, worst comes to worst, I just hope to end up somewhere within the MAC programs because they do have such a great support system all around. And I want that for, even, you know, you always, as an athlete, I think you strive for your kids to play any kind of sport. So, you know, even if they don't, you still know you're in a great
And they look so good in purple.
You know, I mean, they would. I think my kids would look great in purple.
Really do.
I
think
they look great. Is your husband listening? Blonde hair. Brad, you listen?
Bradley.
Bradley.
How about you, Brad? You got a copy?
He told me orange and black looks good the other
day. I will punch Brad. Punch Brad right in the nose. No. And then, you know, I took you guys to the state tournament that year. I think you guys were like sophomores and went to the girls' state basketball tournament after we lost.
Yeah.
And we stopped somewhere and ate on the way home and somebody slipped on the floor. You remember that?
We probably all stood around and laughed.
After
we got done crying watching the team win.
That's exactly what happened. I can't remember who. I guarantee Abby and Sam will text him, but somebody came out of the bathroom and fell right on
the wiped out.
Yeah, and they slid and hit their head on the floor. Yeah.
Oh,
it was a classic.
I can't even remember who it was.
I guarantee you, Sam or Ambiels. Because you guys can't remember nothing.
No. I've got three kids. I can't remember anything.
Let's go.
Four. We'll wait a little while.
Are we going to wait a little while? I think we ought to have about six. Move for recovery.
Yep. I'm thinking 10.
We were trying for a whole boys basketball team, but then we had a girl, so, you know.
You ever get down to UD?
The boys team, the girls team.
Hey, I'm going
to
bring
somebody to tutor them.
I'm going to talk a little bit about something that was very... one of your best friends in volleyball was killed in a plane crash. Is that correct?
Yeah. My going into...
right after my junior year in college. Casey Hosfeld, she was our setter. She was from the Dayton area. Over Easter break, we got the phone call that she and her dad had passed in a single engine plane accident. And that was devastating. I think, you know, you just like, you know, we know as our team that we have back at home on high school, you spend every moment with your team when you get into college. They're your best friends, and you have to be when you get to that point. So to hear that news, that was probably one of the hardest, aside from, you know, my grandpa passing away. Mm-hmm. I think that was the hardest thing I've had to go through. And on top of that, again, we were in our spring season and we had no setter. We had to struggle and scramble for recruits and transfers, and your setter is like your quarterback of your team.
Absolutely.
So on top of losing one of your best friends, you are struggling to try to find your identity again your senior year. And that was hard. And that was a struggle again. And, you know, your faith and your support system of your family and friend and teammates kind of help you get through that. But again, it only makes you stronger. But we see her mom. I mean, her mom and dad were originally from the Minster area. So we see them frequently, or not frequently, but here and there. And it's great to see and talk to them, and they're doing really what she's
doing. Do you get down to any UD games anymore?
Yeah, we actually just went not that long ago. Me and I'm one of the few that live, you know, closer to, as far as my teammates go, my class. My other one that lives in Cincinnati, Becky, we try to go a few times a year. You know, I had a baby 3 months ago, so it was harder to get down there. But we just went, and it's always fun. They actually just last year, Lori Hosfeld, Casey's mom, donated money to kind of revamp up the court. So they repainted and updated the sound system and did a lot of really cool things and put a new team room in memory and in honor of Casey. You know, ever since we've left, they've updated the locker rooms and did all these really cool things that they said they were going to do when we were there. But they always just tell us that we were the ones that kind of built the program to allow that to happen, which is fun to hear. But at the same time, you wish you kind of had it at the same time. But yeah, we try to make it down. It's fun to watch. It's kind of it's enlightening to go down and to see how the atmosphere is. Mm-hmm. And you see these girls play, and you just like, you think back at your life when you were in their shoes, and it blows your mind how you survived. Like I said, your life is kind of like a whirlwind when you're involved in sports in college, as Holly, you know. Yeah. It's like, well, you really don't have much of a life besides from your athletics and your academics. And I look back and I'm like, how did I even make it? Like, how did I remember every
time we'd go out to eat or go somewhere to eat, and Tiffany would be like, oh man, I just wish I could have a
French fry. We weren't allowed to have fried foods. My coach, our first year, was very strict on our diets, and not to say that we followed it exactly. And
you got to take a little cheat once in a while.
I will say, my freshman year, we had to get measured like our fat
body mass index.
And
zero.
We got checked before we left for Christmas break, and I came back from Christmas break, and he was like, "Do you want the good news or the bad news?" And I was like, "Well, how about you just tell me both the same thing?" Yeah. He's like, "You gained 10 pounds of fat, but you didn't lose any muscle." I was like, "Well, that's great." And then I remember one summer, we were always traveling home for weddings and graduation parties and stuff, and me and Casey, you know, Toby, our strength coach, who's originally from Marion, he had to have a sit-down conversation with us, saying that we were having too much fun this summer, saying that we were, you know, not just food. And I was like, no, that's not the case. And Casey and I were like, we got a lot of weddings.
That's good weddings.
They don't understand weddings in
County. No, I was just like, I don't even really drink that much. But man, apparently it was just not watching my diet too much. So yeah, we had to watch
chicken, mashed potatoes, and corn and dressing.
That'll get you every day.
Yeah, not every weekend. Something's not happening, no matter how much you work out.
You know, the other thing I remember, which is kind of cool. So my 1,000 point basketball, Tiffany actually designed.
Oh yeah,
that was.
Is that right?
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah, she designed it. She did everything. So it's completely just. It's not a game. It's not the game ball, but obviously it was the ball because they had anticipated, which is really thoughtful of my teammates. And she's very artistic, and she
doctored that well up for me.
Tiff is awesome. Pretty talented.
She is very talented.
Yep. It was Shelby Kanapke, by the way, who fell on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Shelby. You are Shelby.
Yeah.
Who
called
it?
Sam.
Sam. She knows everything. She doesn't forget anything.
She don't, does she?
No, she
doesn't. Absolutely not. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Indian basketball for the weekend. Yep. And we're going to talk about what we got coming up. And I don't know. We'll
preview the old show next week.
Yeah, we got Parkway Panthers this week.
Yep. Panthers coming in.
That's right. You guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And, girls are awesome. Can't wait. Sure. Can't wait till February.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be
fun.
Thank
you.
See you guys.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than work.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Our Indians teams each have a game with Parkway this week. The Lady Indians will host the Parkway Panthers tomorrow, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you both the JV and varsity games. Then on Friday, the boys will travel to Rockford, and Fort Recovery Radio will again bring you the JV and varsity games. Only one game each for the boys and girls this week. Girls will host the Parkway Panthers at Portside Fieldhouse tomorrow evening. Boys will play at Parkway on Friday. Get to these games to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's boys basketball game at Parkway will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be available from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Presale ticket prices are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door for both adults and students will be $7.
Hey, we're back Wednesday night. Bubba and Fee. We just talked to a couple good ones there.
Oh, that was fun.
That's a lot of fun going back reminiscing a little bit.
I know. Them two are class acts.
This is getting back. This is fun now for us.
I mean, yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Bad thing is it means we're getting
old. Wyatt's back.
Wyatt's back.
Got the phone.
Oop, he forgot his phone.
Better not forget the phone. That's right. So, Fee, we started out last Thursday, and we had talked to Coach Patch and Coach Bayshore about the upcoming weekend, and we knew the girls that were having, they had Versailles,
so they were going to have a tough
perennial powerhouse.
Yep.
And then Saturday we had Honorable
Glandorf,
OG come in, and kind of about what I expected. I knew it was going to be some tough games, and once again, we have a really hard time scoring.
That's a struggle right now, the girls.
We just can't stick in the hole, and I don't know what.
We got to get some shooters going on there. We got to get some confidence.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure Patchy and Vonnie are working on, offensively, how we can score more points. Yeah. And
I mean, we held them to 39.
Yeah.
For sales. I mean, that's pretty good defense.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part.
But if you think about it, we were ahead 14-11 after the first quarter and scored 16 points in three quarters. And you ain't going to be anybody doing that.
No. You got to put it in a hole better than that.
Yeah, we got to figure it out. And,
yep.
And I'm sure they're working hard and diligently. The kids are working hard. And this weekend, we got the Parkway Panthers in town.
Panthers coming in tomorrow night.
And
here,
I think
that'll
be a good one. I think that's going to be one of those games where we ought to be able to control that game and get some kids some minutes and some confidence.
And some confidence, I think, too. That's our big key right now is we've got to get these young girls
confident they can shoot the ball and shoot it and feel like they're going to make it. You
right.
know? And I think right now they just look a little timid, you know, and, and I think, you know, even the with Kiki back, she's better, but yet she's not 100% yet. And she's one, like we said, we got to get her confidence up where she can shoot the ball because she can handle it. She can do everything with it. So
yeah, I thought she looked really good there Saturday night against an Ottawa Glandorf team that is loaded. I mean, they got solid players
team.
And
solid team.
And I thought we did pretty well there. I thought we
I wasn't disappointed at all Saturday. No. That was a really good team, and we hung. We hung with them.
Yeah.
I mean, we battled.
One thing that we miss on both teams is we have a hard time rebounding the basketball.
Yeah.
You know, we absolutely got drilled on the boards. Friday night at Versailles.
Yeah.
Our girls got killed on Versailles. You know, our big girls ain't, you know, they don't get many rebounds and it makes it tough, you know, second chance points for the other team. And I understand that Winter Girl's a stud, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. She's a good player.
She's a stud, but it's early. We just got to get there, you know, and people forget and we're young. Our girls' team is young.
Absolutely. And I think I think both coaches' goals are going to be. When we get to the end of this season, we want to be the team nobody wants to play.
Right.
You know, hey, these guys are playing good right now. You know, look out.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be hard to beat. And that's I think, Coach Bayshore and Coach Patch are both going to be the same way. Yeah. You know, that's got to be what we got to shoot for.
Yeah, and then the boys' side of things, you know, that was very disappointing Friday at Versailles, a team that, I mean, that's one of the worst Versailles teams I've seen. And
they weren't very good.
In a long time. They had a nice guard there, and the stomach, it was a nice guard, But I just thought we didn't play defense very well. We didn't rebound very well.
Couldn't get anything going.
You know, it was one of those deals where we kind of did the old, I don't know, kind of made a rat race and fouled. You know, we started doing that at the end of the third quarter. And with about 4 minutes to go in that game, we're down four and got the ball. It's worked out absolutely perfect. But I think... You know, looking back, and we can hindsight the heck out of it, and that's what we do as sports talks guys, is, you know, if we just got a good defensive stop there, and you know, maybe, you know, if you look at some of the things we're doing, we're shooting some shots in clutch times where we probably got to get the ball to the guy, our shooters in that situation, you know, and I remember the same thing on Saturday night. We had a possession where... I'm gonna say this. Blaine Toby had one hell of a weekend.
Boy, he played great.
He absolutely did. That kid works his absolute butt off.
Yep.
Had a great weekend, but he shot a bad shot Saturday night.
Is that right?
Yeah, he pulled up and we had it. I think it was tied up or something. He shot about a 15-footer on a break. And it's one of those deals where, man, pull it out. Let's get Petey the ball. Petey's hot. Petey had a great game.
Yep.
And they really couldn't stop him. The only way they stopped him was they made an absolute horrible call on his fifth foul, fouled him out. But I thought Petey was bad Friday. I thought he was tremendous Saturday, and I like to see that. I thought his attitude was great Saturday. I thought the whole team's attitude was great Saturday.
Yeah, we talked a little bit there Thursday afternoon. Grant Kanapke came through, you know, and I kind of, you know, a little ugly last night.
Yeah.
Says, yeah, we'll be better tonight, you know.
Yeah.
And they had the right attitude going in. You know, forget about it. That's over. Let's go to the next game, you know. The problem is the best athletes were in purple and white this weekend, and they didn't show up. I mean, if we put our best game out there, they put their best game out there.
We're gonna win.
We're gonna win.
And I think that's what Coach Bayshore will tell you. He'll say, but you know what? It's a new weekend. We get the Parkway Panthers.
Yep.
And Fee, I'm telling you, that team can beat us.
Don't overlook them.
Crestview beat them by 10, and we know Crestview's got a kid going to Miami.
Right.
They're really going to be a hard game for us to win up there, especially.
Over there is going to be a bear.
That's a tough place. They get fired up, and the Panthers they got it rolling. So that'll be a fun game Friday night to go to. And Saturday we got nothing.
Saturday we're off.
We're gonna go up to Ohio Northern.
Go to Ohio Northern and see Mex Boy play.
Yep.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. So that'll be a fun weekend.
What time's that game?
He plays at 2:00.
2:00.
That's at 8:00, right?
Yeah. At 8:00.
Looking forward to that.
Should be fun.
Yeah. That's right. But first, the girls play it tomorrow night, and
start out.
Get that sucker.
See if we can get one here. Get a W. Get on the old winning trail. Yeah. Get her going. I think. What do you think, Heisman?
You know, I can't. I didn't. Here's the thing. I really probably didn't watch 10 minutes of Oklahoma.
I didn't pay attention to it either.
So I had no idea how good that kid was.
All you heard about was how good the kid from Alabama was, you know, so I just figured he's going to get it.
Yeah, I did too.
But then, you know, you see all the stats and stuff. Haskins was pretty good.
Yeah, but he wasn't going.
No, he had no chance.
Zero chance of winning.
No, had zero chance of winning that one.
But, yeah, we got the Rose Bowl coming up and Urban's last game, and that'll be fun. And New Year's Eve is always a fun time. And Spicy, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
I am on call with Cup Pharmacy.
Oh, hello. You're going to be around, ain't you?
Yeah, well, I hope I'm around. I'll probably be driving around in Indiana somewhere that night.
Tomorrow we got Kathy Stogler's mom passed away.
She did?
Yeah. McCord?
Yeah, Kathy McCord. I think her first name was.
But yeah, I used McCord. To know it years ago. I knew it, but I don't know. That's a shame.
So we are going to Logansport tomorrow.
I met her a time or two. She's what a very nice family.
Class act.
Well, once you met the family, it's not hard to figure out how Kathy was so awesome.
Yeah, I agree with you, Spencey, on that. And Jeff and Gary
gonna run up. You guys driving up in the morning?
Yep. No, we're actually going to go up to, we're going to leave tomorrow about 2, and then you may be solo in that game until I get there.
Yep.
No big deal, I don't think.
No.
And, I'll get back. Hopefully I can, I say it's about a 2-hour drive, 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Probably.
So. To where?
Logansport.
I was thinking Big P always said it was a good run down there.
I was thinking it's more than that, but maybe not.
But that's you driving.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, speed limit, yeah.
No, Neil. Jeez. First pedal on the right, Brimey. Mm. Two slowest drivers for recovery. Brian Meyer and Spencey.
That'd be people that disagree with you. Depends on which vehicle I'm driving.
Yeah.
If I'm driving mine, then I don't know where the brake pedal is.
Yeah, that's right. And then we got next Wednesday night is a special night, and we talked about earlier. We're going to have a full house in here. We got me and Fee and Bill and Jack and
Rocker. Probably going to be
I'm sure Rocker's going to stop in, of course.
Jordan and some of the practice squad guys are going to come in.
Yeah, they're going to stop in.
Yep.
And it'll be a full house. You bet on that. But we got great entertainment and we're going to raise a lot of money.
It's a fun season.
I agree with you. Well, I love
Christmas.
I think it's just going to be. And just another one of those really good things where we get to help people, and
sure makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does. We just do dumb stuff.
And we eat like hogs and drink like drunks, and
can't
embarrass ourselves, and nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Absolutely not. So we'll see you guys all Wednesday night, and we're going to be on the air at 7 o'clock next Wednesday.
7 o'clock.
And
if you ain't doing anything, come up, see us.
Yeah, it'll absolutely.
I had several people ask, and it'll be posted, and we'll let you know that night. But if you're doing a check, and it can be tax deductible, make it out to Fort Recovery Community Foundation with FRR Christmas on the memo line.
Gotcha.
And then they are a 501c3 legitimate. So you
whatever you're saying,
do the tax write offs
for organization.
So you can, they're a nonprofit, and you can write it off. So
sounds good, buddy. Thanks everybody for listening. Thanks to our Hall of Famers
tonight,
Tiff and Holly. And
great show.
It was a great show.
Let's bring some wins in here next week, and
I'm with you.
We'll have a blast next Wednesday night.
That's right.
See you then.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.
FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.